through His Word.
愿神今天借着祂的话语跟我们说话。
A few days ago, we saw in the news that the Supreme Court had rendered a decision.
几天前我们在新闻上有报道，我们美国最高法院他们有做了一个决定。
And many of us, when we heard that decision, our hearts were saddened.
在我们当中有很多听到那个新闻的时候，我们心里面就悲伤。
Because it stood in direct contradiction to the teaching of God's word.
因为这个新闻跟神的教导是违反的。
And it's always sad when we see people whom God has blessed taking a turn away from God.
当我们看到神所祝福的子民远离他的时候，是很悲伤的一件事情。
We as a nation here in America have been blessed by God in an unusual way.
神特别的祝福我们在美国的人。
And all of us have participated in that blessing.
我们每一位也都享受那个祝福。
But now there seems to be a turning away from that source of blessing.
但现在好像我们要远离那个祝福的源头。
And in a sense, we are setting what God has said in His Word aside and substituting our own ideas.
我们好像就把神告诉我们的话放在一边，然后用我们自己的思想。
People have explained this in a way that often causes us to wonder how truly do they know the Word of God.
我们可能听过各种各样的说法，但让我们会想说，跟神的话差有多远。
People have said the world is changing.
有人会说这个世界正在改变。
And therefore, we also need to change.
所以我们也要跟着改变。
But you know, the scripture says, when God says something, God does not change.
但圣经告诉我们说，神说的话不会改变的。
And the truth that God declares is never going to be changed.
神所宣告的真理永远不变的。
There's a verse in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 20.
以赛亚书第五章二十节有这么一个经节。
And this is a verse we need to really pay attention to.
这经节我们必须很注意、很重视。
Here God says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter."
以赛亚书五章二十节这么说：祸哉那些称恶为善、称善为恶。以暗为光，以光为暗，以苦为甜，以甜为苦的人。
This is not something new that's happening today.
最近所发生的事情并不是新事。
It is something that goes all the way back in Scripture, even to the Old Testament.
这以前都已经发生，就旧约里面也发生过这些事情。
There were leaders in those days.
旧约的时代有一些领袖。
And they were teaching people to do the opposite of what God was telling them to do.
他教他们的民众做违反神要他们做的。
They said, "What is right in our own eyes is different from what God says."
他们说我们自己眼中看为好的是跟神无关系。
And God says they called evil good, and the good they called evil.
神说他们称恶为善，善为恶。
And what is God's answer to that?
神对这个的反应是什么呢？
He said, "Woe to them."
他们说这些人有祸了。
And I believe that if we as a nation turn against God and God's word, then we are in for big, big trouble.
我深信，当我们这个国家我们这些人呢、违背神的话的时候，我们面对的祸了。
Already there are churches that are flirting with compromise.
已经有一些教会，他们已经不守住真理。
And they say perhaps We need to change our past thinking.
他们会这样想说，我们说不定我们要把以前所想的方法改变。
Last night I read a report in Time Magazine.
昨天晚上我读了时报周刊的一个报道。
And in that it talked about a pastor of a mega church in Washington, state of Washington.
提到了华盛顿州一个大教会的一个牧师。
And he has changed his whole attitude and mind towards homosexuality.
他对同性恋的看法完全改变。
He discovered that one of his staff members was an homosexual.
他发现他手下有一个是同性恋者。
He liked that person.
他喜欢那个人。
And he said, "How can I condemn that person for doing what they're doing?"
所以他就说我怎么能够定罪那个人呢？
And now this pastor, whenever a homosexual couple gets married, he sends them a letter of congratulations.
所以自从那次他会众里面有同性恋结婚的时候，他会寄一封恭喜的信给他们。
He has totally changed his thinking.
他的思想完全改变了。
And the same question is going to come into church after church all across this land.
这整个全美国每一个教会，一个一个的教会都会面对这同样的问题。
And we have to ask ourselves that question here.
我们在这里需要问我们自己这个问题。
What do we do when something becomes a law in this country that contradicts the word of God?
当某件事情成为国家的法律的时候呢，但是违背神的话，我们要做怎么做呢？
What do we do when the government legalizes something that God calls sin?
当我们的政府把神看为罪的东西合法化的时候，我们要怎么反应呢？
Do we listen to God or do we listen to our government?
我们听神的呢，还是听我们的政府？
There are always going to be consequences.
都会有它的后果的。
If you disobey God,
若你不听从神的话，
God says woe to you.
神说祸灾。
If you disobey the government,
但是你不听政府的呢，
there might be persecution.
可能有逼迫。
There might be arrest.
可能有被抓。
There might be punishment or fines.
可能你会惩罚。
Whatever we do, there's going to be consequences.
不管你做什么选择，都会有它的后果。
In the Old Testament, we have a very clear account of some people that rejected an order by the government.
在旧约里头有记载，不听政府的事。
It's in the book of Daniel.
在但以理书里面有这么记载。
The government said you cannot worship any other god except the image of this idol of the king.
但你的政府说你们不可以敬拜别的神，你们要敬拜那个王的一个铜像。
Three men said we will not do that.
有三个人说他们不这么做。
It was the law.
那个时候是法律。
But they said in spite of that law,We must obey God and not man.
但是他们说，我们虽然有这个法律，但是我们要听神的而不听人。
They were thrown into a fiery furnace.
被丢在火窑里面。
But God was with them.
但是神与他们同在。
And He rescued them.
他拯救了他们。
Later on, Daniel was told that he could not.Pray to God.
这之后呢，丹尼被告诉说他不能向他的神祷告。
What did Daniel do?
丹尼怎么反应呢？
He said, "God is more important than what the king says."
他说神比那个王所说的重要。
So he went to his room. He opened all the windows.
所以他进了他的房间，把所有的窗都打开。
So that everybody could see what he was doing.
所以大家可以看到他在做些什么。
And he prayed three times a day as he always did.
所以他照惯例每天三次向神祷告。
What happened?
那发生之后发生什么事呢？
He was thrown into a den of lions.
他被丢在狮子坑里面。
But God was with him.
但是神与他同在。
And God rescued him.
神拯救他。
Peter and John.
Peter 跟约翰
were given orders not to preach in the name of Jesus.
他们被命令说不可以借主的名传道。
But they said it is more important to obey God than to obey man.
但是他们说听神的更比听人的更重要。
And they were taken prisoner and they were beaten.
他们就被关起来被打。
There are consequences to all of our actions.
我们所做的都会有它的后果。
Now, we as believers should not be surprised that we have come to this place, even though it saddens our hearts.
虽然我们觉得很悲伤，但是我们对最近发生的事情并不惊讶。
Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation.
耶稣说在世界上有苦难。
But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
但是你们要喜乐，我已经战胜了这个世界。
So when things like this come into our minds, let us make a commitment that we want to submit ourselves only to the authority of God's word.
当我们面对这些事情或者挑战的时候，我们要决志只听从神的话。
And that we will not compromise with sin.
让我们不要为罪妥协。
And that we are willing to face the consequences.
让我们愿意面对那个后果。
Now, I want to talk this morning about a subject that's very closely related to that.
我今天早上要跟大家分享跟这个有关很有关系的一个题目。
I want to talk about our home becoming a place of refuge for our children.
我要跟大家分享怎么样让我们的家成为一个避难所。
A country can only be as strong as the homes are strong.
我们的国家强壮要靠我们家庭强壮。
If our homes are not strong, our country will never be strong.
我们的家庭不强壮的话，我们国家就没办法强壮。
And we want to look today at a passage of scripture that we have already read.
所以今天我们要看我们已经读过的那个经文。
How can our homes become places of refuge for our children?
我们的家如何成为我们孩子们的避难所？
A few years ago, a man came to me with a real problem.
几年前有一个人来跟我谈一个问题。
He told me about his grown son.
他跟我讲有关他成年的儿子。
He was having marriage conflicts.
他婚姻上有一些冲突。
He also had an anger problem.
他有一个愤怒的问题。
And as a result, his wife had left him.
因为这一切，他的太太离开了他。
And then this man started to drink.
就开始喝酒。
He was very depressed.
他沮丧。
And that was just the beginning of a number of things on a downward spiral.
所以他又继续就是往下坡走。
And then the father told us that when this man was just a boy of 10 years old,
这个父亲告诉我们，他这个儿子十岁的时候，
he had been sexually abused by his own uncle.
他被他的舅舅,性侵犯。
And that he had never gotten over that.
他这个一直困扰着他。
And you can imagine the heartbreak in that father and mother as they were wondering what would happen to their son.
你们可以想象那个孩子的父母亲他们所经过的那个伤痛。
And of course, we prayed immediately then with that father.
所以我们立即跟那个父亲祷告。
And I think that perhaps even some of you sitting here, you know what I'm talking about the heartbreak in your own families with your own children.
在座的你们可能。 自己的小孩子也有面对这样子的痛苦。
Now those of us who are parents will always be parents.
我们在座的做家长的，我们永远都是做家长。
For the rest of your life, you will be parents.
你们就一生做父母亲。
And you will have children that you care for.
你们有一些你们关心的照顾的孩子。
You will have grandchildren that you care for.
你们所照有照顾的孙子。
But you'll always be parents.
但是你们永远是父母亲。
And to be a parent is often dangerous.
做一个父母亲，做一个家长是很多时候是很危险的一件事。
Because you get hurt.
因为你会受伤害。
They say when children are little, they step on your toes.
他们说你们孩子小的时候，他们所踩的是你的脚。
When they get big, they step on your heart.
他们长大了，他们踩的是你的心。
And perhaps some of you have experienced the heartache of your children.
或许你们在座的有一些也经历你们孩子给你们的伤痛。
And some of the children have left home.
有一些孩子可能离开了家了。
And many of them have not come back.
可能很多都还没回家。
And you as parents are every day thinking about what could they be like if they had not turned away from God.
说不定你们都会就会想每天都会想说，如果你们这些孩子没有远离神，他们会怎么样？
So I want to talk this morning about how can you make your home a place of refuge for your children.
所以今天早上我想跟大家分享如何把你的家变成你们小孩子们的避难所。
This verse that we read in Proverbs 14:26 says, "He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge."
我们读的经文，箴言十四章二十六节说，敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女们也有避难所。
Let's look at that verse.
我们一起来看这个经文。
The first thing it says, "He who fears the Lord."
第一件提的是说敬畏耶和华的。
That's the condition.
那是条件。
If you want your home to be a place of refuge, you need to fear the Lord.
若你想你的家成为一个避难所，你必须敬畏耶和华。
What does it mean to fear the Lord?
敬畏耶和华是什么意思呢？
Does it mean to be afraid of Him?
是不是我们很害怕神？
That's not what this talks about.
这里所指的并不是这个。
We as Christians do not have to fear judgment.
我们做基督徒的不需要惧怕被定罪。
Because when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, He rescued us once and for all from all judgment.
因为当我们接受耶稣为我们的救主的时候，他已经拯救了我们从各样的定罪。
And when we confess our sin, He will forgive us our sin.
当我们承认我们的罪的时候，他会原谅我们的罪。
We do not have to fear judgment.
我们不需要惧怕被定罪。
We don't have to go through life with a sense of there's always that impending doom that's going to fall on us.
我们不需要过一生惧怕有祸。
We can be joyful.
我们可以有喜乐。
We can have joy in our hearts that Christ has saved us and He wants us to walk through life with a sense of joy and peace.
So, 我们有喜乐，因为神已经拯救我们，让我们能够过一生有喜乐跟平安。
So, fearing God is something else.
所以敬畏耶和华是有别的意思。
What does it mean?
到底是什么意思呢？
In the book of Proverbs, he says, to fear the Lord is to avoid evil.
箴言三章告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是要远离恶。
A man that fears God, when he sees evil coming, he's going to go away from it.
一个敬畏耶和华的人，他当看到恶来的时候，他会躲避那个恶。
In fact, there's another verse that says, "To fear the Lord is to hate evil."
有另外一个经节告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华就是要恨恶那个恶。
It has to deal with sin.
跟罪有关。
Fearing the Lord is changing your whole attitude towards sin.
敬畏耶和华是改变你对罪的态度。
God hates sin.
神恨恶罪恶。
We need to hate sin.
我们也需要恨恶罪恶。
A person can never say, "I'm a God-fearing person, but I still play around with sin."
一个人不可能说我是个敬畏耶和华的人，敬畏神的人，但是我还是跟罪一起玩耍。
In other words, there needs to be a commitment in our heart that we will follow the teaching of Scripture when it comes to sin.
我们心里面必须这样子的委身这个觉知，说我们要跟随遵从神的话语。
And when God calls something sin, we will recognize it as such, and we say, "I hate it."
若神说是罪的罪恶的事，我们要也把它看成是罪。
Are you struggling with sin today?
你今天是不是因罪挣扎呢？
Are there some things in your life you know that God hates?
你生命当中是不是有一些你知道说神恨恶的一些事情？
Then today God is saying to you, renounce that.
所以今天神告诉你悔改。
I want you to leave that.
我要你远离那件事。
Because if you fear me, you will have that same perspective of sin that God has.
因为你若敬畏我的话，你会跟我有同样的对罪有同样的看见。
So fearing God means a submission to His will.
所以敬畏神是顺服他的旨意。
It's submitting to whatever God tells you to do, then you obey Him.
是顺服神告诉你要做的事，然后你遵从他。
And when you worship Him, you can worship Him with a clean heart.
当你敬拜他的时候，你可以有一个用心的清心来敬拜他。
That has to be the foundation before our home can be a place of refuge.
那个需要是我们的基础，我们的家才可以成为一个避难所。
It begins with our attitude toward God, and especially as it relates to doing what's right.
所以从我们对神的态度开始，跟我们所做的有关。
So, how then can you have a secure fortress in your home?
那你怎么样家里才能够成为一个避难所呢？
You know, there is no place in this world that is ever secure.
这个世界没有一个地方是绝对的安全的。
There is no city that's secure.
没有一个城市是安全的。
There is no country that's secure.
没有一个国家是安全的。
There is no place that is secure.
没有一个地方是安全的。
Not even the church.
教会也不安全。
You remember a couple of weeks ago, a man came into a church to attend a Bible study.
你们记得几个礼拜前有一个人去了一个教会参加一个查经。
And after he sat with them for 1 hour,
他跟他们一起查经一个小时之后。
He pulls out a gun and he shot the pastor and 8 others.
他拔了枪，然后杀了那个牧师跟8位人。
You'd think in a church you would be safe.
你可能想说在教会一定安全的。
No place in this world can you ever be safe.
这个世界没有一个地方你绝对安全的。
And it doesn't matter whether you are a Christian or not a Christian.
这也不关乎你是不是基督徒或非基督徒。
It can be all for everyone.
这对大家都一样。
There's no such place where there is no danger.
没有一个没有危险的地方。
How then can you find security?
那你如何找到安全呢？
Security is not the absence of danger.
安全并不是没有危险。
Security is the presence of God.
安全是神的同在。
Those three men in that fiery furnace.
在火窑里面的那三个人。
Tremendous danger.
很巨大的危险。
Daniel in the lion's den. Tremendous danger.
丹尼尔在狮子坑里面，巨大的危险。
Why were they secure?
他们为什么安全呢？
Because God was with them.
因为神与他们同在。
The only place that you can ever be secure.Is being in the presence of God.
你唯一可以有安全、可以有依靠的地方，就是神同在的地方。
And knowing that you walk in the presence of God and do what you know God wants you to do.
然后知道说你与神同行，做神所喜悦的事。
That's a call to full commitment to Him.
这叫做要完全的委身于他。
If we only say, God, I'll I'll work with you, but I'll also do what I want to do. That's not full commitment.
你一方面跟神说我要跟你一起合作，但是另外一方面又说我自想做我自己想做的，这并不是完全的委身。
But when you walk in the presence of God and you know He is with you, you do not have to fear anything.
但是若你与神同行，神与你同在，你什么都不必惧怕。
Now some people say, my security lies in what my hands have worked up.
有些人可能说我的安全从我手上所做的而来。
If I take good care of my family and provide them with safety and a safety net around them, they'll be secure.
那我供应我家庭的需要，然后给他们保护，他们就必有安全。
I remember when we were in Africa, they had walls around buildings.
我记得以前我们住在非洲的时候，那个大厦周围都有高墙。
They had bars in front of all the windows.
窗前都有铁栏杆。
In front of their front door, they had another gate which was made with iron.
他们的大门前面有另外一个铁门。
They had dogs outside of the house and dogs inside the house.
他们房子里外都有狗。
Some of them even had guns right there. Guns.
有些人也有枪。
Why?
为什么呢？
They wanted to be secure.
因为他们想要有安全。
They weren't secure.
他们并没有安全。
There's no place of security in this world by anything that you do.
所以这个世界靠着你自己没有一个安全的地方。
Nor is there security in the things that you possess.
你拥有的东西也不能带给你安全。
You say, well, if I have a good financial portfolio, if I have a good bank account, enough stocks and shares, I'll be secure for the rest of my life.
你可以说我存很多，股票多，那我一生就很安全了。
There's no security in that.
那些东西也不能带给你安全。
When cancer knocks at your door, it didn't ask you how much money you have.
当癌症在你的门敲的时候，他并不问你有多少钱。
There's no security anywhere.
没有一个有安全的地方。
The only place where there's security is in the presence of God.
唯一有安全的地方就是在神同在的地方。
And so when we come to a place and saying, how can we make our home a secure fortress?
当我们问我们如何把我们的家成为一个避难所，
It can only come when we make sure that Jesus Christ is the center of our home.
那个答案就是说，当耶稣基督是那个家的中心。
When He is the focal point of everything in our life, in our family, in our home, then there is security.
当耶稣基督是我们的生命，我们的家庭的焦点的话，那我们就有那个安全。
In Psalm 46, we read this.
诗篇四十六篇这么说。
God is our refuge and strength.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
Ever present help in trouble.
困难中永远的帮助。
And then it says, therefore we will not fear.
所以我们并不惧怕。
See, when God is right there with you,
神若神与你同在，
you don't have to fear anyone.
你什么都不必惧怕。
There is security.
那里有安全。
So this verse tells us that we need to fear the Lord.
这经节告诉我们，我们要敬畏耶和华。
We need to live in the presence of the Lord.
我们必须住在神的同在里面。
And that is then how our home becomes a place of security.
这是我们家如何成为一个避难所的方法。
Let me ask you, is your home a place of security?
让我问你，你们家是不是安全的地方？
Have you fulfilled the conditions for that?
你们是符合那些成为一个安全的地方的条件？
Because if it is,then this place, your home, will become a refuge for your children.
答案是正确的，是的话，那你们家可以成为一个避难所。
We want our children to have a place of refuge.
我们 想要我们的孩子有一个避难所。
We care for our children, don't we?
因为我们关心他们，是不是？
When they're little, we are concerned basically more about their physical development and health.
他们很小，很小的时候，我们注重他们的身体、心理上的发展。
As they grow older, we're concerned about other things.
但比较大的，我们关心的是有别的。
How well do they learn?
他们学习能力怎么样？
How do they relate to others socially?
他们社交方面是不是很好？
We are concerned about that.
我们对这些有关心。
We send them to the best schools.
我们送他们去最好的学校。
And for some of us, it's a huge financial sacrifice.
对我们很多人来讲，这个是个牺牲。
But we do it for their sake.
但是我们为了他们这么做。
And then, of course, there are the spiritual needs of our children.
当然还有我们小孩子属灵上的需要。
I wonder sometimes whether we're more interested in what grades they bring home from school and how they do spiritually.
Yeah, 我很多时候我想我们更重视他们的成绩，而不重视他们的属灵生命。
We want them to have good grades.
我们想要他们有好的成绩。
But do we also want to know what goes on in their hearts?
但是我们是不是也想知道他们心里面所想的？
Do we pray for them?
我们是不是为他们祷告？
I've talked to some young people in some of our CCIC churches.
我在其他基督会堂有跟一些年轻人谈话。
And I remember one time, one was saying, you know, my father is an elder, but he never prays with me.
我记得有一次有一个年轻人跟我讲，我父亲是个长老，但是他并没有跟我祷告。
He has time for all the other people in the congregation.
他给教会的其他人有给他们时间。
But he never has time for me.
但是他对我也没有给我时间。
I wonder whether we actually take time to pray for our children.And grandchildren.
我有时候在想说，我们是不是有花时间为我们的小孩子、我们的孙子祷告
？Every day.
每天。
And then do we take time to even pray with them?
我们是不是也花时间跟他们一起祷告
？Your home needs to be a place of refuge for your children.
你的家必须成为你。儿女们的避难所。
And you know, many times your children will never talk to you about what is going on in their life.
很多时候，你们的孩子们不会跟你们分享他们心里面、他们生命中所发生的事情。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because they don't feel they can talk to you about it.
因为他们不认为他们可以跟你谈。
Home.Is not a place of refuge.
家里并不是个避难所。
They'll talk to others.
他们会跟别人谈。
But they'll never talk to their parents.
但是不跟他们的家长谈。
Why?
为什么呢
？What is it that interferes with children communicating openly with their parents?
是什么阻扰了孩子们跟父母亲能够公开的沟通呢
？I think there are a couple of reasons.
我想有几个理由。
Number one,
第一
parents in their relationship with God set an example for their children.
家长们在他们自己跟神之间的关系，给他们小孩子做了一个榜样。
Children watch their parents.
孩子们就会看他们的父母亲。
They not only watch what you say with your mouth, they watch what you do in life.
他们不仅是看你所说的话，也看你所行的。
And you can either attract them by your behavior to come closer to Christ, or you can repel them from Him.
你们靠着你们所做的，可以帮助他们亲近耶稣，或者是让他们要远离耶稣。
If you do not fear the Lord.
若你不敬畏耶和华的话
，Don't ever expect your children to fear the Lord.
你不可以期望你的孩子们敬畏耶和华。
They are watching you.
他们正在看着你们。
Secondly, God has given you responsibility to raise your children in the home.
第二个，神给你们管教你的孩子的责任。
To bring them up in the fear of God.
教导他们敬畏耶和华。
In the Bible, we have a lot of illustrations of parents that did not follow that.
圣经里面有很多有父母亲没有这么做的例子。
And their children went astray.
他们的孩子都走偏了。
God calls on us to be parents that sense the spiritual responsibility to help their children.
神托付我们要带领我们的小孩子在属特别是在属灵方面。
And only if your children recognize that you can help them will they find the home a place of refuge.
所以你们孩子们必须认为你们可以帮助他。你们的家才可以成为他们的避难所。
That whatever the problems are that they're facing in their own life, that they have the freedom to come to you.
让他们知道说，不管他们所面对的困难是什么，他们可以有自由，可以自由的来找你们。
Because they will say it's safe for us to share with our parents.
因为他们会说，我们跟我们父母亲分享是安全的。
That responsibility is something that.You as parents have, you cannot delegate it to the church or to anyone else.
这个责任是你们父母亲自己的责任，你们不能托付给教会或给别人。
And I have also a special word for fathers.
我对做父亲的也特别的兴趣。
Now last week was Father's Day.
上个礼拜是父亲节。
And I'm sure that you got some good messages on Father's Day.
我相信你们父亲节也得了好信息。
But I want to add something.
但是我要补充一些事。
Fathers, you have been given the important role of being a leader in your home.
父亲，你们有另外一个责任，就是要当你们家庭的领袖。
And God has entrusted that responsibility to you.
这个责任是神托付给你们的。
You are to serve as a protective umbrella over your family.
你们要当你们家庭的一个保护的伞。
Fathers, that's your responsibility.
父亲们，这是你们的责任。
He wants you to be the one that guards and protects your family.
他要你们保护、守护你们的家。
We have lots of problems coming into our homes.
我们的家有很多问题会进入。
And so you need to be the one that holds the umbrella over them.
你必须做那撑着伞的人。
But be very careful.
但是你要小心。
Because any weaknesses in your life,
因为你生命当中的软弱，
they can produce holes in that umbrella.
会造成那雨伞的一些洞。
And the rain will come right through and onto your family.
下雨的时候呢，那雨水就会漏下来到你的家庭上面。
See, any weaknesses that you have in your own life, they will also come onto your children.
你们自己生命里头的软弱也会影响你的家庭。
And it can result in your children having those same weaknesses.
也可以导致你的孩子们也有同样的软弱。
So you need to watch your life very closely.
所以你必须注意你自己的生命。
But there are four very specific areas of responsibility every father has.
但是做父亲的有四个项目的责任。
The first one is provision.
第一个是要供应。
You're to provide for the needs of your children.
也供应你小孩子的需要。
All of their needs.
他们各方面的需要。
Their physical needs.
身体上的需要
their educational needs.
教育上的需要。
Their emotional needs.
感情上的需要。
Their spiritual needs.
他们属灵上的需要。
Many times it's the mother that often fulfills that.
很多时候是母亲扮演这个角色。
And I know with fathers being busy at work, I can understand that.
父母亲，我知道说你们可能工作上很忙。
But father, the responsibility is still yours.
但是那个责任还是你的。
You need to take time, make time.For fulfilling that responsibility.
必须安排时间，花时间来负起这个责任。
Fathers, are you good providers?
父亲们，你们是不是好的供应者？
Secondly, you need to protect your children.
第二，你必须保护你的孩子们。
We are living in a world that's filled with danger.
我们住在一个充满危险的世界。
And you are to hold that umbrella of protection over them.
你必须撑着那个保护的伞在他们上面。
Now, before you can do this, you've got to know what their needs are.
但是你做这个之前，你必须知道他们需要是什么。
What are the temptations that they face?
他们面对的试探是什么？
What are they being exposed to?
他们所面对的一些事情是什么？
What do they watch on the internet? Who are their friends? To whom do they text?
他们网络上所看的是什么？他们的朋友是谁？
What movies do they watch? What television programs?
他们看什么电影？什么电视节目？
Who are their friends?
他们的朋友是谁？
It doesn't mean that you have to be the police officer.
这并不意味着你要当他们的警察。
But you need to be genuinely concerned what goes on in their lives.
这表示说你对他们关怀他们的生活。
Fathers, do you know the needs of your children?
父亲们，你们知不知道你们小孩子需要呢？
I have talked to fathers.
我跟很多父亲谈过话。
I said, tell me about your kids.
我问他们，告诉我有关你们的小孩子。
What are their challenges?
他们所面对的挑战是什么？
And the father says, I don't know.
那些父亲说我不知道。
How can you protect them if you don't even know what their problems are?
你都不知道他们的问题，面对的问题什么，你如何保护他们呢？
Father, make it your business to know about the needs of your children.
父亲们，当起这个责任。
The third one is to provide them with direction.
第三个是要指引他们。
Your children need direction in their lives, and God has given you not only responsibility but wisdom to direct them.
你们的小孩子需要你们指引他们，然后神也给你们这个责任。
The philosophy of this world today is let your kids do whatever they want to do.
这世界现在的想法就是，所以你们的孩子想做什么就让他们做。
That's not what the Scripture teaches.
这并不是圣经所教导的。
Fathers are to instruct their children.
父亲们要教导他们的小孩子。
To help them in the decisions that they face in life.
要帮助他们做他们生命当中所要做的决定。
Don't just say to them, "What school do you want to go to? Go ahead and go. I'll pay for it."
不只要说我你想去上哪个大学，我就去，我付钱就是了。
Father, give them instruction. Talk with them about it.
跟他们谈，给他们指导。
Do you help them as they make these choices in their life that plan their career?
当他们做这些生命里面的一些决定，他们计划他们的前途的时候，你有没有帮助他们？
You can discuss this with them.
你可以跟他们谈。
You can pray with them that God might make His will known to them.
你可以跟他们一起祷告，愿神的旨意对他们来讲很清楚，神的旨意。
When it comes to choosing a life partner,
在那个选择一个人生一生的配偶的时候，
Talk with them about it.
跟他们谈。
Fathers, it is your responsibility to give direction to your children.
父亲们，这是你们的责任。
And finally, it's to give them instruction in biblical truth.
最后是教导他们有关神的话，神的话的真理。
God's word tells us.In the book of Proverbs, again and again, how fathers are to instruct their children.
在箴言里面，很多地方都告诉父亲们要如何的教导他们的小孩子。
Children must not just be disciplined; they must also be instructed.
你不仅是要管教你的孩子们，也要教导他们。
And this instruction must come not just from the mothers, but from the fathers.
这个教导并不仅是从母亲而来而已。也要从父亲来。
Fathers, are you teaching the word of God to your children?
父亲们，你有没有把神的话教给你的小孩子？
Or do you say that's what they do in church?
或者你说这是教会所做的？
No, God will hold you responsible for that.
不是这样子，神会让你要你负责任的。
So when we do these kind of things, then we are following the biblical plan of making our home.A place of refuge for our children.
那我们注意这些事项的话，那我们就照着圣经的教导，把我们的家成为一个避难所。
Now the scriptures do not teach that if you do all of these things, you will be successful.
圣经并没有教导说你这些都做了都就会很成功。
There's a verse in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2.
以赛亚书第一章第二节。
Where God speaks from his own personal experience as a father.
神以他为天父的角色这么告诉我们。
And he says that, "Hear, O heavens, listen, O earth."
他这里说天啊，要听地啊，侧耳听。
In other words, everybody pay attention to what I have to say.
换句话说，大家要听我所讲的。
For the Lord has spoken.
因为耶和华说。
And then he says, "I reared children and brought them up."
我养育儿女，将他们养大。
And then it says, "But they have rebelled against me."
他们竟背逆我。
Could there have been a better father than God?
是不是有比天父更好的一个父亲？
No.
没有。
He was the very best.
他是最好的父亲。
But the children still rebelled.
但是那些孩子还是背逆他。
But you know the beautiful thing is.
但是你知道美的事是什么？
If your home has become a secure fortress.
当你的家成为一个可以依靠的地方。
Then your home will always be a place of refuge for children that have gone astray. They will always be able to come back.
你的家成为一个避难所，你偏行歧路的孩子们永远可以回到你这个家。
In Luke 15, we have the story of the prodigal son.
在路加十五章告诉我们有关浪子的故事。
He ran away from home.
他远离家。
He rebelled against his father.
他背逆他的父亲。
And then he got into deep trouble.
他碰到很大的困难。
And the Bible says when he came to his senses.
那圣经告诉我们说他清醒的时候。
He says, "I'm going to go home."
他说我要回家。
His home was a place of refuge.
他的家是个避难所。
And no matter where he had gone,
不管他已经去过什么地方。
He says, "I know my father will always receive me."
他说我知道我父亲永远会接待我。
There is safety.
那边有安全。
There is hope.
那边有盼望。
There is peace.
有平安。
And he came back.
然后他回家。
Our homes should become like that.
我们的家必须像那样的家。
We do everything we need to do according to what Scripture teaches us.
我们尽量照着圣经所教导的去做。
And then when the real need arises, our home will always be there like a light that says, "Come back here. Here's a place of refuge."
然后到那个真的有需要的时候，我们家就像一盏灯一样，引着我们浪子回到我们的家。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word.
我们感谢我们的天父，感谢你的话语。
Thank you that you teach us.